Dr. Judy Blumall. Good morning, Dr. Judy, and welcome.
Well, yesterday, this is what I found. I found this interesting article. Maybe if you're an overprotective parent, you're going to go straight to Best Buy and purchase this item. But the company by the name of Insignia has come out with a new GPS tracking unit called the Little Buddy Child Tracker. And it keeps tabs on your kids 24 hours a day. What you do is you place this device in little Junior's backpack or lunchbox, and it monitors Junior's whereabouts from a computer or a cell phone. Hello, iPhones. And actually, it could be programmed to set up specific times and locations where little Junior is supposed to be. So they're supposed to be in school. They maybe ditch. It's going to leave a little text message on the parent's cell phone or at home.
Sounds like you could do that with a significant other as well. Keep trying.
You could do it with a significant other, and you could do it with your teenagers, too. And that's where we start getting real dangerous with this stuff. A good way to encourage lazy parenting, I think, more than anything, and for kids to feel like you don't trust them and become really enraged and do everything that they can think of to make sure that you don't find them. I think it can really have a huge backlash effect. Again, it depends on the age of the kid. For little kids, my biggest concern is not, parents are saying they want to do this because, people can snatch your child and, that kind of stuff, right? And at least this way we could track them. Well, that sounds all well and good, but the whole point of parenting is to be aware of where your child is at all times. And if you can't personally physically be there because you're at work or something, then you find either qualified daycare or a qualified person to keep an eye on your kid. If you're keeping an eye on your kid, you don't need the public tracking device, really.
That's what I thought initially. I thought, hey, you got to be a parent. You've got to teach your kid, don't walk down dark alleys. Why are you ditching school? You can't ditch school. You need to be in school, this, that, and whatever. But if your kid is problematic, wouldn't this GPS system be a good idea? If they're not getting their act together. They're in and out of trouble. Maybe they're going to juvie. I don't know.
And I don't know about you, but every problematic kid that I know would immediately store the thing in their locker and go ditch school. Or if it was in their car, they'd park their car at, their friend Mr. Goody Two Shoes and go get in somebody else's car and go somewhere or take a cab.
Right. Right.
With what money?
It's almost would you say it's almost comparable to, in a way, like mom reading your diary?
Yeah, it's not, far off. It can be well-intentioned. Reading your kid's diary can be well-intentioned, right? You want to make sure they're not doing anything that's going to really harm them. So I think sometimes people, think they're coming from a good place. It's not that the parent is evil, all right? They're not. They're trying to do the best they can to protect their kid. And being a parent, I totally get that. But the best way to protect your kid is to teach them to be responsible, is to teach them to be trustworthy, to be honest with you, to let, that you do care about them and their safety. It's not that you're trying to control them, and that's why they need to not get in a car with a stranger or not go to these, different places, or let you know when they move from point A to point B, that kind of stuff, so that you're empowering them to take control of their own lives. This empowers kids to find ways to be devious.
Dr. Judy, we've had parents on this show all the time, and EJ and I are not parents, so we listen to everybody else that has kids, and they say, as a child, you don't have privacy. You just don't. So I get to look at your diary. I get to read your emails and your text messages, and I get to know where you are at all times. If I want to put a GPS on you, guess what?
Tough nuggies.
I get to.
Yeah.
Too bad for you.
Well, and there are a lot of parents that subscribe to that. There are. But you have to look at what it encourages, and it encourages kids to rebel even further, and that's what you got to look at. You're pushing them in the direction you don't want to push them in. Now, again, I'm distinguishing between doing this with an older kid versus doing this with a little kid. A little kid, let's say somebody under five, a real little kid, mm-hmm. where the parent is really just motivated by not wanting them to be, snatched by some, child molester who's going to take them and you know, we'll never see them again.
Yeah, they're not, at 5 years old, they're not smart enough to, like, give it to their friend and put it in a locker
right.
and take a taxi
right.
out.
That's what I'm saying. They're little kids, right?
They're not devious.
Yeah, not yet.
Like a 15-year-old would be. All right, well, you know, let's get into that.
Yes, Brandy, do you have a comment on this?
I do. I was actually listening before she made the distinguishment between the older kids and the younger kids, and I was totally taken aback because I have a 5-year-old, and she goes to school in a generally nice neighborhood. And when I take her to school, I see tons and tons and tons of kids walking to school. And I've also gone on Megan's Law and seen how many sex offenders there are in that area. There's 132.
Wow.
Ugh, that's creepy.
I don't see the problem with throwing that in my kid's backpack, especially in this day and age. And with the name Little Buddy, I'm not exactly sure that that company designed it to be for a teenager.
Yeah, right?
Crazy. So, yeah, for little kids, I'm all for it as a parent. For teenagers, they're going to do what they want anyway. It's called good parenting.
Or cell phone, right? Just
yeah,
give
right.
them a cell.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for your comment, Brandy.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Kelly.
Okay. Hey, a little kid is not the same thing as a teenager. I mean, we're really talking about, you know, apples and oranges there. Although even with a little kid, my biggest fear with doing it with a little kid really is just if it encourages, you know, either lazy parenting or lazy child care where people start assuming, well, the kid's protected, I don't have to keep quite as close an eye on them. That's more my concern with little kids.
Right. All right. Good morning. Kelly.
Alan. Yeah, I'd like to talk about that GPS.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what? I agree with what the doctor is saying, the lady there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it can go both ways. I'm 40 years old. I have two kids myself. It can be kind of hard putting it on a younger kid versus a teenager. Like I said, it's just really difficult. It depends on the situation. If, say, you have a teenager that's, you know, kind of, you know, living that wild life, I would put the GPS on a younger kid than my teenager. The teenager, they're bound to get in trouble. They're bound to do something a little bit awkward. You know, kids are kids. Teenagers are kids. You know, they'll do their own thing. Now, kids now, like 6, 7, 8-year-olds, I would kind of like want to monitor them, but explain to them why. This way they don't feel like they're caged up.
And then, right.
Yeah, so they're not like, wow, I feel like I'm in my bedroom. Might as well just stay in my bedroom all the time.
Mm.
No, you got to explain why you're doing this. Because, there's a lot of weirdos out there. You know, the rapists, sex offenders, whatever. And you know, and where they mostly hang out. Parks, schools, you know, that's what I hear of all the time. So, yes, if I had a 5-year-old all over again, a 6-year-old or 7-year-old, yes, I would get a monitor and, you know, explain to them, though. You got to explain to them. Kids, you know, they enhance all that. You know, they're really open-minded. So you got to explain. This way they're not feeling like they're really isolated or, you know, or they're freaks or whatever. But, you know, as a teenager now, I mean, if you're going through problems with your teenager, yes, I would kind of, you know, to prevent any... You know, I would like to monitor them. I mean, not be over possessive.
Hey, Alan.
Yes.
Would this be a great Christmas gift? They open the present and
no,
it's a
no,
little buddy child
no,
tracker.
No.
Be like, wah, wah, wah.
Ta-da!
No, the Christmas gift. No, I'm a cool dad. I'll give them the Xbox, the PlayStation. I give them the world. I'll give them things that I've never had. So,
wow.
No, I'm a laid-back dad, but no, I couldn't
All
do that.
All right, Alan, just messing around. Thank you.
Hey, bye-bye.
All right, let's grab Cherie really quick. Cherie, go ahead with your comment.
Well, remember, we, you know,
yes,
most kids...
I feel that it would make parents lazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it would make parents lazy, because then they would think, oh, I can put my kids out, let my kids go outside, and I don't have to go out there and watch them.
Right.
Because I would know, oh, they're out there playing, and I can sit inside and watch TV.
Well, it's amazing how technology has changed. You know, when we were growing up, we didn't have any GPS on us, and here we are.
No. Nope.
Well, yeah.
You know,
well, technology has changed so much that now we can go to the movies and we've got to sit there and watch our cell phones. Oh, my child might be hurt while I'm watching a movie. And we can't even turn off our cell phones while we're watching a movie. We can't even enjoy a movie.
Well, they have to tell you 10 times on the screen to shut your damn cell phone off.
Yeah, because even though you
exactly.
say,
yeah.
shut it off.
All right, Sheree.
I'm one of the few people that I'm turning it off before I even walk into the movie theater, and I'm watching people still text messaging throughout the theater or throughout the movie, and I'm in the back of the theater watching people text message through the movie, and it makes me mad. But as far as the GPS goes for the kids, I think it would make lazy parenting. And I think that for the older kids, yeah, I think that if they're a troubled kid and you want to keep tabs on your kid, I think that they're going to find a way. They're gonna slide it in their locker, and they're gonna just it's. They're
yeah.
just going to find a way to just be...
Exactly.
Continue to be troubled.
Thanks, Sheree. Yeah.
Thanks, Sheree. Dr. Judy.
Yeah, I think that caller is right on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's, you know, lazy parenting on one end and encouraging deviousness and lying on the other. So you got to really, know what your motivation here is. Again, I think the only kind of legitimate use that I see for this is with really young kids. You know, if you're really concerned when they're, like, going to school, at that point where there is some time where they're sort of on their own, you know, again, we're talking really young kids.
Right.
That there might be a legitimate reason to do that. And you tell your kid you're doing it, and you show them where it is, and you tell them why, and you really explain it to them. You don't just do it.
You know what's a great idea instead of a GPS for your teenager? Just going to school with your kid if they're getting into trouble. Imagine going out for lunch and for recess and having your mom hang out with you and your friends. Now,
right,
that's embarrassing.
I agree. And I tell parents when I teach parenting classes, I tell them that, you know, with a really troubled, you know, teenager, it's one way that they're going to, you know, shape up really quickly.
Yeah.
You show up on campus.
Oh, no, it's awful.
Good morning, Michelle.
Oh, hey there. I kind of tuned in a little bit late, but ironically, I work at the phone company. And a few months back, I told my teenager, gosh, I wish I could put a chip in you so I always knew where you were. Ironically, I go to work the next day, and what does the AT&T Wireless have? Family Map. It's $10 a month or $15 for the whole family. But I log into the account, and I can see where she is.
Oh, wow.
And so it's really nice. It doesn't give the exact location. It pings off the tower.
Okay.
But when I drop her off at the movie theater, I can, 20 minutes later, checking, oh, yep, she's still in the same spot. So
yeah,
this is a safety measure, you know. And I did get my two young kids, when they were having to ride the bus for a year, one of those little, emergency cell phones, just so that they could, it doesn't have, you call mom and dad and only the numbers you program. But if I still had that active for them, if they were riding the bus, I'd have them on the family plan, too, so I could see where they were.
Wow, look at you. You're all ready to go. Don't we have a love-hate relationship with technology?
Yes.
It's like we love certain things that we do that we can do with it, like you just described, and then there's also times where we're just like, man, I really need my privacy.
Hey, Michelle, let's go back in time, though. You imagine when you were a teenager, would you want your parents to have access to where you were?
Oh, are you kidding? I think that I saw Born on the 4th of July 4 times, and I've never seen that movie still.
All right, well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Oh, that is some funny stuff, Dr.
And
Judy.
Remember that if they realize what's going on, they can leave that cell phone in their car, and
right.
Now they don't have the cell phone, which you actually do want them to have with them in case there's some kind of real trouble. Right?
And if you don't have the exact location, I mean, if they're not inside the movie theater, how do you know if they're not out back chug-a-lugging?
Smoking cigarettes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Drinking booze.
Kissing boys.
The other thing is, and I just want to throw this in, with pre-programming, I do think, it's a nice idea to pre-program with little kids, your home phone number and, ways of them getting immediate help by pressing one button. I think it's a good idea. Make sure, though, that doesn't lead to them not really learning their phone number, or really learning how to dial 911 themselves because, what happens if
the battery's dead.
Cell phone,
yeah. Right.
Wow, I don't know a lot of phone numbers.
These days, yeah.
I mean, It's amazing. People don't even know their own phone number.
I can remember
adults.
I can remember my phone number from when I was a little kid, when I was like 5 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now I can't even remember my own number. I have to look it up.
Because we learn it by doing it over and over and over again.
Right.
So again, that's more my concern, is that the kid's not really going to learn their own phone number, and then what happens if they lose the cell phone and they get in trouble?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, we can lose our cell phone?
Yeah, never happened.
We can't count on technology. There's no app for that.
Right.
Jeez.
Drop it in water, never happened.
Oh.
Weird.
Let me tell you, I've gone through more cell phones that way than you can imagine. All right, we have another caller. Hi. Good morning, Kelly. You got a comment about the GPS thing?
Yes, I do. What is wrong with us today? I mean, you're going to put GPS on kids, and now you might as well put it on your husband or wife, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
maybe we should all get
everybody GPS, right?
Maybe we should all get chips installed.
Exactly. So
that's another area where I agree. I think this thing could be really seriously abused. You know, you have a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or girlfriend who decides they're going to keep tabs on where their quote significant other is all the time, right?
Right.
And hides this tracking device in their car or wherever. The potential for abuse is huge here.
Right.
Now, a lot of things are made with really good intention, right? But there's that potential for abuse, which in some cases seems to outweigh the good, you know? And it's a balance. It's like anything else. You know, you got to look at the good with the bad.
I think they should make a Big Buddy tracker for cheating husbands.
Right.
Big Buddy cheating tracker.
Well, like they always say, if you think he's cheating, he probably is.
Yeah,
right.
It's true.
So,
but here's your
that.
Proof right there.
All right, well, we got to wrap this up. This is a pretty good, fun topic. We should get into Hollywood kids next week. Woo.
The bling ring.
Yeah.
Oh, remind me to never, ever want to encourage anyone to be a Hollywood young starlet.
Yeah. It's a disease.
They just go down. It's like you already know what their fortune will be.
Right. All right, Dr. Judy, your website.
DrJudyBloom.com, and that's JUDIBLOOM.